Peace of Christ be with you.
Also with you.
Who's ready for a road trip? Spring break. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the final chapel before spring break. We made it. We're there. We're right on the threshold. You walk outside today, and it feels like spring. Yeah, you feel it in the air. You breathe it in. It's supposed to hit 70 today. 75. Now, you pasty white people out there, some of you that have been and you've been in a parka for 3 months, don't go out like in your swimsuit right now, because you'll burn up. It's too hot too soon. But it's springtime. The world is charged with the grandeur of God. It's almost as if the creation is waking to life itself. The creation is a place where it is erupting in the warmth. It's as if it's forgetting the old pattern of winter, and it's living into a whole new season, a season where it is generative, a season where life gives life to life. Spring is right here. Spring break, right around the corner. And anytime I get to this time of the year, there's a particular scripture that I like to read. And it's one of my key scriptures in life, actually. So it's not just spring. I like to read it all the time. But it's in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And as you prepare for spring break and launch off into wherever you're going, north, south, east, or west, I want you to take this scripture with you and think about it. And this is the word of the Lord as it comes from the Apostle Paul. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may know what is the will of God, whatever is good and acceptable and perfect. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I love this scripture this time of year because it has the feel of spring to me. Do not be conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to winter, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, by the life of spring. One is death, one is life. Do not be conformed to these patterns that keep us entrenched, but be transformed into habits and ways of thinking and ways of being that are going to renew us. So as we launch into this springtime season, I want you to think about your own sense of renewing that's going on in your life. Sometimes in the church we use this word conversion, and that's part of what Paul is talking about here, the sense of renewal. Now, growing up in the church, I sometimes thought conversion was just a kind of one-and-done thing, that you have this dramatic moment and that you give your life to Christ. And I think that that happens and needs to happen for each and every one of us. But I've come to believe that conversion isn't just a one-time event. It's something that happens every day, which is why Paul says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, the constant conversion of how we think. And I used to think that being a Christian was more about kind of unzipping my head and pouring a bunch of information and doctrines and principles and scriptures in there, and it would jiggle me all up, and then I'll think like a Christian. Our conversion, Paul says, has something to do with the renewing of our minds, how we think. But I've come to believe that it's not just about having all of these principles and propositions, creeds and confessions just in there. Oh, I think it needs to be in there. I think it needs to be grooved in the vinyl of our mind. But I think the renewing of our mind, being a Christian, has as much to do about imagining the consequences of Christ in his kingdom. So it's not just knowing more, but it's seeing more. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I think that being a Christian and our conversion has as much to do with not just information, but imagining how we're seeing Christ at work in our day-to-day, everyday life. I think that the renewing of the mind is the key to the spring of the soul, and that it is a work every single day. And it's hard work because we are all entrenched and immersed in the patterns and conforming of this world. in some way. And this culture that we live in shapes us and is working on us. And we have to every day renew our minds so that we can see the really real world of Christ and his kingdom at work here. That can happen, and it happens. And I want to tell you this morning about one time it happened to me. Don't be conformed to this world. You know, once upon a time, I used to like to play baseball. Beautiful game. I loved and love the game of baseball. It's a beautiful, beautiful sport. It's chess on grass. It's precision. It's not for the faint of heart. It's this game of inches. It's timing. It's grace. It's the perfectly placed ball right at the right person for somebody to turn a double play. It's putting the ball 1 centimeter off the plate to make somebody look like a fool. It's a beautiful, beautiful game. I love the game of baseball. When I was in college, I had this existential crisis. I was taking this class called Christians in the Political Order. And I was trying to be serious about what it meant to be a Christian, what it meant to think like a Christian. And so I was reading all of this theology about Jesus and about the kingdom and about how we are imagining politics. And as I was reading this, I started reading a scholar that was riffing on the Sermon on the Mount, and I started memorizing the Sermon on the Mount. And one of the things that happens when you memorize is you start to imagine things a lot differently. It's not just having proof text in your head that you can throw up a couple verses on a paper, but it's about imagining Jesus. And I started imagining what it meant to love my neighbor as myself. I started imagining what it meant to not just have one, giving my coat away. I started imagining what it meant to turn the other cheek. And I started to feel these kind of conflicts in my soul. So one of the things that I was conformed to and conforming to is a life of performance, or what David Brooks calls the achievatron, that I'm only as good as my last grade. I'm only as good as my last performance. Every time I went to class, every time I played a game, my identity was at stake. Underneath of that was a distrust about grace. I didn't really think that I could be loved unless I performed really, really well. And so what drove me in athletics, what drove me in the classroom, I have to confess, was more about trying to earn points and adulation to justify my own existence. And I began to have this crisis that in my own soul, that playing baseball, this game that I loved, I was also entrenched into this conformed reality that I really didn't play for Jesus. Christians kind of talk like that sometimes, you know, like, you know, as soon as I cross over, I'm playing for Jesus. Maybe you're more spiritual than I was, but that I just wanted to win, and I wanted to destroy you. You were the object in my way. So when I played, that's the spirit I had, and it was effective. But what that did to my soul is it treated people like an object. You were opposition. My identity was defined by whether I could defeat you or you could defeat me. Now, again, I love competition, but in the patterns of this world, I started to conform to other ways of thinking. And I had this, when I was a sophomore in college, I had this sense of crisis of whether I had to give baseball up, this game that I love, because I thought that it was forcing me to choose between this and this. The ethic of Jesus and the ethic of the world. I had this moment, this epiphany, when I was sitting in a dugout and we were putting on my spikes and I was watching my teammates pop the ball around. It was a beautiful spring day, a lot like today. And I remember this kind of consensus of confliction of whether I had to give this up. And I remember looking out on the field and just struck by how beautiful it was. The smell of the cut grass, the rhythm of my teammates, the sound of the bat and the pop of the glove. And I had this idea that what if I didn't play just to win? What if I played for the beauty of the game? What if I reimagined why I was doing this? That this game was as much about me participating in something beautiful. That putting that ball right on the outside centimeter of the plate required my best gift, and it required somebody else's best gift to challenge that. And we'll play not necessarily just for the end game of a score, but the end game of creating these moments of beauty. And I had a conversion in the dugout that I wanted to play for the beauty. And that represented larger than just baseball, of course. It represented life. I want to play not just to win, not just to play this game. I wanted to play in grace. Again, what I had was a vision of grace. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. What are you conformed to right now? It's spring break, and a lot of us are going to be tempted to conform to certain patterns. Present your bodies as a holy and living sacrifice. This is your spiritual act of worship. You don't have to conform to what other people think you need to do on spring break. You don't have to conform to a performance model to be loved. Why? Because it's true. It happened and it's happening. The Holy Spirit is pouring out right now, inviting us to renew our imaginations. And it begins when we begin to take Jesus seriously, not just as a proposition, but as a person that we listen to and obey. See, Jesus is not just interested in visiting your world. Jesus wants to come and destroy and rebuild your world by the inbreaking of his word. And when the word inbreaks, it shatters the citadel of the self, and it launches us into the wide open country of salvation, where we find this narrow trail that takes us all the way up into the high country of the Trinity, where we are encountered by a holy God who loves us so strong that even our virtues are burned away. Because we are encountered by a God of grace. And when you are encountered by grace, you're launched off to play the game with freedom and with joy, not out of anxiety, but out of a sense of playfulness, out of a sense of love. And when you play the game with love, you play the game with passion. And when you play the game with passion, my friends, it's beautiful. Wherever you go this spring break, north, south, east, or west, play the game with beauty. Let God renew your minds, and let him keep renewing your minds. It's spring break. Sun is out. You're taking your final classes. I hope that you all have a wonderful time wherever you go. And wherever you go, whatever you do, may you do it in such a way that God's love emanates out of your life. Amen? Amen. Go in peace, my friends.